Relationships, or what the hell happened to love? This is a conversation between me and Adamus. Dear Adamus, I was all set to write something fun and uplifting this month. Maybe something about consciousness, energy, presence, you know, something safe. Maybe about Belle, the service dog, even having her write an article for me this month. And then you show up with one word, relationships. Really? Adamus replied, of course, because that's what Chambras still get tangled in. You can talk about enlightenment all day long, but put Chambra into a relationship and suddenly all that wisdom disappears faster than free wine at a Crimson Circle party. Me. Well, that's unfortunately accurate, especially the part about the wine. There's probably no topic more charged, more confusing, or more emotionally loaded than relationships, especially romantic ones. For Chambra, it's amplified because we're no longer willing to tolerate the old dynamics. We're not entirely sure what replaces them. Many Chambras still feel the desire for a relationship, not casual or superficial, but something deep and real, something conscious and intimate. A true partner, someone to share our life with. But at the same time, there's hesitation. I mean, big hesitation. Because we've been there. We felt the intensity, the passion, the connection, and then watched it slowly, or sometimes explosively, fall apart. That's where Adamus steps in and says something most people don't want to hear. Adamus, most of your relationships weren't about love. They were about karma. Period. Me. You're not easing into this one, are you? Adamus, why would I? You didn't come here for comfort. You came here for clarity. Well, for lifetimes, relationships have been built on unresolved energy. Things like past life entanglements, old agreements, unfinished business. You meet somebody and you feel that immediate pull, you know, that magnetic attraction, that I've always known you in the, from the past sensation, and you call it love. Adamus calls it something else. Love at first bite. It's that overwhelming attraction that feels destined, fated, meant to be. And a few months or a few years later, you're wondering how you ended up in the same emotional mess you swore you'd never repeat again. The same patterns, arguments, and emotional triggers. A different person, same damn story. And yes, it created experience. It gave you something to feel, something to react to, something to try to fix. But now that pattern is breaking down, not because something went wrong, but because you're no longer unconscious enough to keep playing it. Me. So what happens if somebody is already in one of those karmic relationships and it's not exactly blissful? Adamus. Then stop trying to fix it. That's the addiction. Yes, that's the uncomfortable part, because the instinct is always to improve it. Communicate better, be more conscious, be more patient, try harder, do better. Maybe read one of those relational books or attend one of those workshops that promises to transform your connection. But if the relationship is fundamentally karmic, all that effort just keeps the loop looping. So what do? You become aware, not emotionally reactive or mentally analytical, just aware. Aware of the patterns, of the energy exchange, and how you've been hooked into it. And then you stop feeding it. Not dramatically or with a big speech or with some grand exit designed to prove how enlightened you are. You simply stop engaging in the old way. You stop reacting, stop trying to fix, save, or manage the other person. And that's when the real shift occurs. Either the relationship begins to dissolve or transfers into something entirely different, but it will not remain the same. Adamus, karma requires participation. Stop participating and watch how fast the whole thing collapses. Now, here's where it gets really honest. When those old dynamics start falling apart, many Chambras don't feel relief right away. They feel empty. The relationships have been a primary way you've experienced connection, validation, even identity. When that falls away, the question isn't just what now, it's do I even want another relationship at all? This is where we step into something completely new, a new territory, because what's emerging isn't a better version of the old relationship patterns. It's a completely different paradigm. Adamus calls it love 2.0, and it has nothing to do with the emotional roller coaster you've been calling love for many lifetimes. This is not love that needs someone else to exist, not love that depends on behavior, not love that rises and falls depending on how you're being treated that day. This is love that comes from within, self-contained, sovereign, and uncompromising. Me. That sounds beautiful, Adamus, but also a little isolating. Adamus, only if you're still addicted to needing someone else to feel whole. Well, let's get very blunt for a moment. Most people don't actually want love. I'll repeat that. Most people actually don't want love. They want validation. They want comfort. They want someone to tell them they're okay. And when they don't get that, they call it a bad relationship. Adamus, you weren't looking for love. You were looking for someone to help build and confirm your identity. There's a big difference. Okay, let's get to the question many Shambhara are quietly asking. What if I never have another romantic relationship in this lifetime? Well, let's not sugarcoat it. The possibility is very real for all of us. It's not because you failed or because something is wrong, but because you've moved beyond the old model. Adamus, you're not afraid of being alone. You're afraid of no longer having someone to distract you from yourself. Well, I'll read that again. Adamus, you're not afraid of being alone. You're afraid of no longer having someone to distract you from yourself. Take that in. Because loneliness isn't the absence of another person. It's the absence of connection to yourself. And for lifetimes, relationships have been the perfect distraction from yourself. When you begin to allow this deeper relationship with yourself, this love 2.0, you start to feel something very different. You feel your own presence, your own energy, your own consciousness. It's not an idea, but rather a feeling of something real and intimate and immediate. And in that, loneliness doesn't just fade, it becomes irrelevant. That doesn't mean relationships disappear. It means they are no longer necessary. If one comes into your life right now, it won't be karmic, won't be based on need, and won't be about completing or fixing each other. It'll be two sovereign beings choosing to share experiences without dependency, without emotional contracts, and with no hidden agendas. And yes, that can feel almost too simple. Me. So, no Hollywood romance. Adamus, Hollywood is fantasy built on dysfunction. If you want drama, watch a movie. If you want consciousness, stop trying to recreate one. Here's the real question, not where is my partner and not when will I meet the right one, but am I willing to be with myself fully, honestly, and without distraction? Because until that answer is yes, no relationship will ever satisfy you. Not really. Take a deep breath, stop the search, drop the expectation, drop the quiet fear that something or someone is missing. Feel into this moment. You're here. You're aware. You exist. And in that, you're already in the most profound, intimate, and inescapable relationship you will ever have. Adamus, if that's not enough for you, no one else will ever be. That's the end of the illusion and the beginning of something very real. Love on, dear Shambhara. Love on.